Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Producers will have in front of them choices to make in terms of the programs they enroll for the covered commodities. And under this farm bill, those covered commodities are grains, oil seeds, rice, and peanuts. That list doesn't include cotton, though we know most cotton farmers are not solely producers of cotton, but they have an acreage complement of many crops. So they're going to be making these decisions on a crop-by-crop, farm-by-farm basis.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Producers need to be aware and put this on their calendar that the decision time will start November 17th of this year, and then it will extend into the early part of next year. Producers and owners of the farm will have the option to make a decision as to whether to update their crop yields that are used for the price loss coverage program, and then they also have a decision to make as to whether they will retain or reallocate the crop basis for covered commodities. For their farms that have cotton base, those acres are automatically converted to generic base under this farm bill. So no decision to be made there, but in terms of how they choose to treat their corn, soybean, wheat, rice, and peanut base, there is going to be a decision about whether to keep them as they are or potentially reallocate based off past planting history.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Needs to occur by February 27th of 2015. So that'll be really the first deadline that they need to be aware of. Following shortly on the heels of that deadline would be the second deadline of March 31, 2015, which is the time to make the one-time irrevocable election between either the price loss coverage or the agricultural risk coverage county option program on a commodity-by-commodity and farm-by-farm basis.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Producers also then need to understand that there is an annual enrollment in the program. So these were the initial decisions about which programs you wanted to enroll in. There will be a period that will occur between mid-April through mid-summer of 2015 as to when producers will go back to their FSA office and actually enroll for the 2014 and the 2015 crop. The one final point I would make about this decision process that producers have in front of them is they certainly need to get in and make those decisions on the base reallocation and the yield update, because if they do not go in and make an election on the program, then the default will be for them to be in the PLC program. But the other part of that default choice is it applies to 2015 through 2018 crops, and the farm will not be eligible for any ARC or PLC payments in 2014. So there is a penalty to not going in and making that election at the FSA office.